March 7th, 1899. Extracts from Testimonies. Ellen G. White. Corranbong, New South Wales, August 2nd, 1895. Jones. I beg of you and all the officials at the Pacific Press to know that every move you make is in the light of the counsel of God. God has presented to me, which I have presented to you, that the Pacific Press should stand on its own individuality, relying upon God, doing its work in God as His instrumentality, the human agent working with God, contrite in spirit, meek and lowly in heart, ready to be taught of God, but not subject to any earthly power that shall propose plans and ways that are not after the light God has given. Be on guard. Be on guard, and do not sell your religious liberty to any office, or to any man, or board, or council of men. No proposition should be accepted, no matter whence it may come, unless it is definitely stated in writing, and a copy given to the managers of each institution. Then let several of the leading men together bring the matter before the Lord. Spread out the writing before Him, and with earnest prayer, seek for clear discernment and sharp discrimination to decide whether the plans proposed are for the glory of God and the good of both institutions. From the light I have had, the Pacific Press has consented to accept propositions that will open the way for still others, and that may bring results which its managers do not now foresee. I write this in order that no hurried motion shall be carried through, but that every point may be carefully and prayerfully considered, with its probable results. The greed of the moneyed men increases as it is indulged, and this spirit will rule the church unless its members are followers of Christ. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. This worldly policy has wrestled for the victory among Seventh-day Adventists, and the principles which should have been kept pure and unadulterated have been overcome, and selfishness has come into the very courts of the Lord. The Lord has permitted those who did not love the light, who departed from a plain, "Thus saith the Lord," to walk in the sparks of the fire of their own kindling. But He says, "They shall lie down in sorrow." This condition of things has been created in our conferences and in our churches, under a religious cloak which has existed in the world. Confederacies have been formed to make their showing stand out as superior, and they have gained the name of having done a large work in their responsible positions of trust. They have flattered themselves that they were doing God service when they were establishing principles of robbery, rules that were not after God's order at all, but which revealed the very attributes of Satan. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, "Praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready." And to her, the church who are obeying a "Thus saith the Lord," was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And He saith unto me, "Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." And He saith unto me, "These are the true sayings of God." Why is this statement made that "these are the true sayings of God"? Why is this statement made? Because it is in contradiction to the statements made by the world that Christ changed the seventh-day Sabbath to the first day of the week. There are thousands upon thousands who bear aloft the standard of the world's Sabbath, exalting the image of the papacy created by the man of sin. The church worship the image of the beast and receive his mark, even as the inhabitants of Babylon worshipped the golden image which Nebuchadnezzar set up in the plain of Dura. The church of God was captive in Babylon, deeply tried, deeply humiliated. The glory had departed from Israel, the sons and daughters of Judah were captive, and the sacred vessels of the sanctuary had become the property of the spoiler. Their beautiful temple was in ruins, and Ichabod, "The glory is departed from Israel," was heard in songs of lamentation. The outward ordinances had been allowed to take the place of God. Ceremonial observances were worshipped, while Christ, the foundation of all their ceremonial service, was lost sight of. Saith the Word, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Notwithstanding the external disadvantages, there were those who in their captivity had songs to sing in the night of discouragement. The Lord permitted them to be broken up until they should find in Him their center of attraction. If they would humble their proud hearts and confess their sins, He would compensate them for the loss sustained. Delivered Tuesday forenoon, March 17th, 1891.